Welcome to my mom's other show. This show is about making things, making your business happier.
My business is really good.
That's right. Thanks, ladies. Hello, clubmates. It is, of course, podcast time. We are back. Well, I'm not really back. I don't get back for another week, but everyone else is back, so the podcast is back. Welcome to 2024. I hope you've had an awesome Christmas break and actually managed a break. I think that's the win for self-employment, is if you can actually somehow detach in some way, shape or form. And I know across my 15 years of self-employment, there's been various stages where I've completely not been able to detach and that's been okay. And then other times like now where I've barely touched a work-related thing for the last 3 weeks, which has just been so sublime. So I'm in a pretty good headspace. I hope you are too. I just wanted to touch base this morning with a what's coming up for 2024 and a few tips, I guess, on things that help me at this time of year from both a personal and a business sense. So starting with the what's coming up, everyone hopefully has a copy of the club plan for 2024. I actually did that. I'm thanking past Clarissa for doing that back in November. I set dates for lunch and learns, for online masterclasses, for hot seats, all of these sorts of things. So I guess structurally, lots of what you're used to in the club, but I've just tried to mix it up a bit this year. So we're going to a bit of an alternate monthly structure between lunch and learns and hot seats. Lunch and learns are exactly that. They'll largely be run by me or someone within the club. And the goal being to spend an hour and a half and genuinely come away with something new, something that you've worked on, something that maybe you've heard about before and just not had a chance to implement. So very practical. Hot seats, if you haven't participated in a hot seat before, the goal of a hot seat is you might have a burning question, a problem, an idea, something that you want some input and feedback on. And so for a hot seat session, it's going to be an hour and a half. We'll probably have a maximum of 3 or 4 participants as actual hot seaters. And ideally, the more of us that can come along, the better, because the more input and ideas tends to lead to more successful outcomes. And what I love about hot seats, it's something we used a lot when I was running masterminds, is that they're deeply effective in getting clarity on a question that you might be asking. It's really interesting when you have to pitch a question to someone, and you know, even whether you can articulate what it is that you're talking about is powerful in itself. The ideas that come then tend to lead into other ideas. So you may not have a hot seat question, but by being there listening and participating, it often just leads to, oh, that's something, I hadn't thought of it that way, or I hadn't done it that way. Or maybe there's something new in that for me as well. So I encourage you to get along to both lunch and learns and hot seats. The other thing you'll see pop up every about 3 months is an online masterclass. So that's where I'm going to bring in external presenters outside of the club to deliver some sort of masterclass that obviously is connected back to either our businesses or our very human lives. The first of those will be coming in February. Two other things. The retreat will be back, but this year it will be in Brisbane, I've decided, keeping it local, and there will be a bit of a format change. So what do I mean by that? Well, look, I'm just playing more than anything with some venues, and once I have a venue sorted, I'll be able to give you more information. All the things that I think we all enjoy will remain, and that is us coming together, generally a 3-day event. Friday night adventures, Saturday finish of conference, all of that will be the same. But just with the venue shakeup, it's giving me some opportunities to do some different things, and keeping it in our hometown gives us a lot of opportunity to, I guess, showcase some of the things that we love in Brisbane and some of the local scenes, etc. So that is on the agenda back in November. Pop it in your diaries, the 7th to the 9th of November. And then the other things I've added to the program this year are 2 club mastermind weekends. So they are intended to be opportunities to come together in a smaller group setting to really workshop some sort of business-related idea, problem, project, whatever it might be. The first of those is on the weekend of the 2nd and 3rd of March. And the second of those is on the 24th and 25th of August. I am actually trying to work out, in terms of the March event, it's probably going to be Sydney, but I'm connecting these things to theatre events, because what I'd love us all to be able to do is to go to the theatre on that same weekend as a cohort, if you like theatre like I do. And if you don't, I'm hoping you might just come anyway. And if you don't want to, then you can go do something else. But I'm just trying to work out where the best shows are, to be honest, and then I'll lock down a weekend. But at this point, March is probably going to be Sydney. And then that's about the broad, you know, what's coming up for the club this year. Finally, just a couple of things that I know really help me. I think it can be tricky to go back to work if you've had a good break. Sometimes, you know, there's all sorts of different emotions around how we are right now. So for me, I'm actually looking forward to coming back to work. I feel really refreshed. I've still got a week of holidays, but I feel excited about the year ahead, which is perfect. If you're not in that excited space, I think it is really hard to start a new year if you're not feeling excited. So take the time to dig into that and go, okay, what is it that's leaving me feeling a bit not so excited, my words, and try and work that out. And a conversation with someone who knows you well, a conversation with another professional can be really helpful in unlocking that. Don't just sit in that, like try and work it out so that this time next year, when you're coming back for another round of fun, you're not feeling that same way. Like, what would make the difference? What was it that didn't quite work for you that makes a difference? The other thing that makes a massive difference for me in terms of my ability to both maintain energy at work and keep going throughout the long year ahead is knowing that I have my next holiday or break booked. This is essential for me. It's actually super fun. If you haven't jumped on this bandwagon before, do it in 2024. So I get out those annual planners that I make and I look and hunt for long weekends, public holidays, school holidays, yes, but ideally like micro breaks I find so much easier to manage during the year, and a longer break seems to be more manageable in terms of how family law life works at Christmas. So I hunt and I lock in the fun things that I know are coming up for me. And that's what keeps me going. It's like one fun thing to the next. What's the next cool thing that's coming up that I get to look forward to? And it makes a difference. So I really encourage you to go hunting, if nothing else, for those long weekends or those short breaks. I find, again, in self-employment, so much easier to just have 2, 3, 4 days than it is often to get a 2-week break. 2 weeks requires so much more preparation, particularly if the rest of the business world is operating. Final thing, really good time of year to be checking in on your budgets, your numbers, your goals, all of those things. I've moved away from the, you know, Clarissa of past days who used to have themes for the year or really detailed goal lists. I think I'm just old, actually. I'm just much more like, yeah, this is working and I'm content. That's not, it just goes. I don't feel like I need long lists about it. But I do sit in the thinking probably a lot more and just really ponder what's going on. And for me, it comes back to how do I feel? And if I feel okay, then carry on. If I don't feel okay, work out what it is and change it. But some of the pragmatic things that I will absolutely be doing in our business in the next couple of weeks is rejigging budgets. And when I say budgets, for me, that's our magic number. It's not like individual team budgets. It's the budget for the business. Looking at what sort of investments we might need to make in the business over the next 12 months to make sure that we can budget for those things. And we always try and do a bit of a team planning day somewhere early in the year. So that's another thing that we'll have on our agenda to book in and sort out. So there you go. Happy 2024. Lovely to be back. Look forward to seeing you all in the Facebook group. I do still have one more week of dance madness. We're off to the Gold Coast today for what's called the Evolution National Finals. So you will see me deep in sequins if you're following me across on Instagram. But otherwise, I promise to be back present and the family lawyer version of myself in a week's time. Have a great week, everyone, and I look forward to seeing you guys really soon. Nobody wants it, but nobody knows where it's coming from or where it really goes.